San Francisco.
Yakuza. Yakuza. Yakuza Kick Radio. Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock. Listen, listen. This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That's Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird. Boom.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black D, out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
J-Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. It's October 6th, 2011, and with me as always is my co-host Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Oh, well, I'm hanging up on you right now for what you played on the opening promo.
What's that?
I said I'm gonna hang up now because of what you played in the opening. So you can do the same.
I heard nothing but a wonderful intro.
It was horrible. It was terrible. I think you need to realize what you're playing from now on, because that wasn't a good look. And
I don't know. I can almost hear our fans out there.
Jay, how you been this week? How you going this week? I know you're doing fantastic.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. I can almost hear people as they heard that show start, and I think this is probably what they were yelling in their houses.
Hell fucking yeah!
I don't know.
I think people are playing like they're fucking going, like, no one cares.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Some wrestling. It's a little more of an up-tempo wrestling week than it was last week. We have shows that are going on this weekend, as early as tomorrow. CZW doing their show tomorrow on a Friday, and that thing. And we'll talk that up. And CZW also just came back from a tour over Germany and all of this stuff, and we'll go over the results of that and feelings and thoughts on the whole thing. Of course, WWE just had a pay-per-view this past weekend, as well as Raw the next night. There's stuff to talk about there. We got the NFL. We got all sorts of different news and things of those natures. So, I don't know. Any off-the-top thoughts to start the show, or what do you want to?
Oh, well, let's go Tigers.
Well, I do like Tigers. What can you do?
I know, I'm just like flipping the fuck out already.
Oh, yeah. So what's the score on that baseball game?
It was 3-0. It was 3-0. But a homicide post on Facebook, what the fuck? Hughes already?
Uh-oh. I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's just game just started a little bit ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to keep that updated throughout the show. I don't know how that's going to go, but, what can
we'll
you do?
We'll get some updates throughout the game.
Right. Like I said, I'm more anti-Yankee than I am pro-baseball. Like, I just don't really like baseball that much, but, as
you're
a kid,
a
I was a Mets.
Nah,
I'm not a Mets fan. Like, I was a Mets fan.
Tell listeners of the show. Why you like the Mets? Because I think it's an interesting story. Or
why
like the Mets. I said, I think, that, you know, you telling your story as a fan of baseball as a kid is interesting.
I mean, more or less, I was brought up as a Mets fan. And, you know, back then, you know, it was all good. You know, watched baseball, went to baseball, that thing. I'd been to Mets games, Phillies games, Yankee games. Like, you know, my grandmother was the person to bring me to, you know, sporting events and that type of thing, and I was just a Mets fan, you know what I mean? It's just what it was. I pretty much followed whatever my grandmother was into, which is why I'm a 49er fan. You know, it's that whole thing. Actually, it's crazy, because prior week, I know, I just hang in there, everybody. This is a wrestling show, it really is. My favorite player was Lenny Dykstra, and well, he just got in some trouble about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, because apparently, amongst many other things that he's done wrong in the past couple of years, he was hiring masseuses to come over, or no, not masseuses, actually, it was housekeepers, like house cleaners. And then he would, like, inform them that, you know, part of your job is you're going to have to massage the kid. And then next thing you know, he'd be butt-ass naked, waving his shit around at him and asking him to give him a little, you know what I mean? And it's funny to me. But honestly, like I was into baseball and stuff like that, and I had other teams I liked, too, just like side teams. And I was always, you know, I always liked the Indians back when there was Albert Bell and those guys. Like I said, I've always liked Tigers, so like I've always had somewhat of an outside liking towards the Tigers, even back, you know, Cecil Fielder days. I just always kind of hoped that they did okay. You know, of course you got your top team and you don't want nobody to beat them, but so I always had that. When the whole strike thing happened, I just lost interest in baseball. Maybe it pushed me more towards wrestling. Maybe it pushed me more towards, I don't know what it pushed me towards, but when it came back, I had no interest in it. So that was me baseball wise in a nutshell. So coming up as a Met fan, I was definitely a anti-Yankee, to say the least. And that's more or less my baseball shit. So it's not nothing that deep rooted, but what can you do?
Nice. Now,
anyway.
By the way, what's going on, Juan?
Oh, where's Juan?
Room? Juan's in the chat room. You're not even in the chat room.
I could swear I was, but I'll hit it again.
No, you're not in the chat room. It's only me, Juan, and Nina in the chat room. And
wow,
Nina
crazy.
Posted, hell fucking yeah.
It's weird, like, I don't even know how to fix that, because I'm...
Here we go. Alrighty, Juan posting the shit.
Let's see. I gotta reload here. Let me just try this and see what happens.
You want me to put what he said?
No. I'll get this.
Okay. Now he's typing mad shit, so.
He could type all the mad shit he wants. Oh, yeah, that's right. Juan's a Yankee fan. That's the beauty of that. Juan. Oh, poor Juan. I know this music is probably just going to hurt your stomach, but... How's that dream team going over there, Juan? Yeah, man. Yeah. All right, so I guess we might as well, you know, put a cap on this whole sports thing, go right into the NFL, because, I mean, clearly we just started off with an unexpected baseball rant, and I didn't expect any of that, and
Well, hell, Yakuza Kick Radio, it's all about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Oh, definitely.
we have some movie talk to talk about later.
Movie talk?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
All right.
Cena is in a movie, so.
Who?
John Cena's going to be in another movie.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
I know you'll be watching that.
Oh, everybody watches John Cena movies every minute of the day. Yeah, don't know where they went. So anyway, let's get into football. The whole thing, you know, me and Eric been doing this pool and, you know, going back and forth and all this stuff. And we'll get into Teddy. Don't worry, I got you, Teddy Hart. We'll play a nice long Teddy Hart clip for you tonight, Juan. Anyway, what we have is right now we've been, you know, keeping track this year because, you know, last year that didn't happen. And Eric had a bad week. He came across with 6 wins. You know, his team tanked again. Big surprise. I came off with 10 wins. Pretty good. You know, my best this year. So I don't mind it. So right now you're looking at 36 on my end, 27 on Eric's end. And, hey, it's a long season, so we'll see how it turns out. But as of now, that's what it's looking like. So, that's that. Okay, obviously, before we get into the picks, I gotta, you know, talk about the game, Yakuza Kid Game of the Week. And, that would be one host versus the other host. The big showdown. Everybody was waiting. All the Yakuza Kick audience was looking host versus host. Niners versus Eagles. What will happen? Who will come out on top? Who will have bragging rights for the rest of the goddamn season? And sure enough,
San Francisco.
You're damn right. And, you know, honestly, like, I was hoping for a win, and it was something that I was very, very excited to hope that would happen. I think, like, we got a lot of weapons. I didn't expect us to, you know, be able to make it actually happen. I mean, I'm not the most optimistic 49er fan after, you know, many recent years of failure and just fucking hopes and fucking crushed everything. So, you know, Alex Smith back at the helm and stuff like that. Jim Harbaugh really knows what to do with this guy, and I never thought I'd say that about Alex Smith in any way, shape, or form. But, I mean, what I can say about the Eagles is even though, like, they haven't come through 100%, obviously, the record speaks for itself. It's fucking 1-4, or 1-3. Terrible for a team that was supposedly such a, you know, high-powered offense, defense, no holes in this fucking
dream
team. Huh? Yeah, the dream team, as Vince Young would call them. Well, you know, the biggest weapon, the biggest X factor in that team is obviously the puppy killer, Mike Vick. And, you know, the thing about this guy is, I mean, any other dude, we would have had fucking 8 sacks in that game because we were all over that dude. Like, our pass rush was crazy and, like, we were on his ass. We really, really were. Like, there was just no there was no fucking stopping our defense from getting backfield. I mean, there were some times that he had some time to play around, and he capitalized on those times, and that's what happens. I mean, he's a very talented athlete. But the thing is he made so many plays, and he's really fucking hard to bring down. So this is, you know, what you got to deal with when you deal with this guy. We were able to keep that pressure going the whole game to the point where we made it difficult on him. We made some plays and kept ourselves in the game until later on in the game where we actually, our offense started clicking, and then there was no stopping us. Like, we stomped the shit out of the Eagles' defense. I didn't expect that. I mean, Asamoah is supposed to be one of the best fucking DBs in the league, and he is getting smoked out there. So I don't know. I mean, there's some internal problems over there, or what the case is, but I couldn't be happier, you know, with the way our team's looking right now, as, you know, as they've looked really, really bad in the past couple of years. So, yeah, that's more or less all I got to say about that. I think beating the Eagles, I think people now have to take us seriously. We're leading our division. Even if we lose to the Bucks this Sunday, we're still leading our division. There's nothing the second-place team could do to take that division this week.
Your division is horrible. Horrible.
Well, and they have been, but
Seattle's
we're
3-1. Yeah, Seattle's horrible. Arizona. And the Rams are 0-4, so, yeah, your division sucks. Horrible.
Yeah, you caught a big win against them Rams. You should love our division, except
every
for...
Every other division fucking has won.
All right. So, I don't know, man. You know, Vic, I mean, he did everything he could back there. He ran around. He made plays. Bent his little finger back, And I think after a game like that, the only thing you could do is, I mean, you could go home, just look at yourself in the mirror, take a long, hard breath, and just...
Oh, real funny. Real funny. Real funny. I can't wait for fucking Alex Smith to fucking have a horrible game this week where he throws fucking 7 INTs and you do that next week for San Francisco. I hope you do.
So anyway, back to the matter at hand, which is our football picks. And, to start it off,
if you want to call in at any point and fucking and keep me sane and defend yourself
and get
feel free to
in front of the show. Oh, please, we're doing football. Don't. So anyway,
no, I'm saying later. You can call back later.
Right, get embarrassed. First game up is before I say that. This Gunner guy, I think his name is Gunner on the TNA. Boy, is he on the gas. And he just, like, tripled in size within fucking 2 weeks of me not watching this. Holy shit. Anyway.
He's fucking good. People say he's good.
Oh, is he? That's something.
I don't know. Never heard of him.
Anyway, first game up, you got the Philadelphia Eagles with their 1-3 record. And they're taking on the Buffalo Bills, who were pretty damn impressive this year. And Philly is actually favored away by 2.5 points. And
Fuck that. Buffalo. I got Buffalo. Fuck that 2.5. Fuck that bullshit. They fucking pissed me off this week. No. I ain't picking them this week.
It's funny. Even the Eagle fans turned on the Eagles. This is such a good
fuck
day
that.
For
no,
me.
Because if Philly comes back to win, I'm going to fucking laugh.
I don't think that there was a single game last year that you picked against the Eagles. And, I mean, just seeing this, it's just, it's a good day. Brings a smile to my face seeing the Eagles.
Oh,
fans,
yeah, I bet it fucking does. Keep that fucking smile fucking hopeless. Because you'll fucking laugh at what I'm going to do for the fucking San Francisco game.
All right. Well, I'm going with Buffalo as well. If San Francisco loses this week for the record, we still have a better record. So, anyway.
I don't want to hear that shit. No, I don't want to hear that. Because I like when you come on the air and you're pissed off at the 49ers. And that means when the 49ers lose, that means, you know, when the 49ers win, you give like a 5-minute, like, you know, 4-minute, 3-minute thing on the 49ers. When the 49ers lose, you go 20 minutes sometimes. And I like a longer
game. Yeah.
So I hope the 49ers lose out so I can hear these long, pissed off rants because I like that shit better.
Well, you can hope. Hope is all you got, you know? Hope is all you got. You know? Anyway, next game up, and I do got Buffalo as well. I mean, there's, yeah, you're ready.
Yeah, why don't you say it again? How many times are you going to say it? 3 fucking times? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So then we have a very, in my opinion, very tough game, kind of toss-up. Didn't know where to go with this one, and that was the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers, with the New Orleans Saints away, favored by 5.5 points. And, I'm reluctantly going to go with the New Orleans Saints.
going to go with you as well. I'm going to pick New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina's been a really tough team. And with Cam Newton. And,
How many yards did Newton throw for last week? Any idea?
That I don't know offhand.
Okay.
I don't know that offhand. But he's been throwing monster numbers, but like most of the season, like they haven't been coming through on wins. But like that's honestly not his fault because he's putting up monster numbers. And there's probably like just elements of his team that needs to come together more. And if they're able to build on that, maybe they could turn the corner this year. Maybe it's more or less like, hey man, this is going to be next year's fucking team. I don't know.
Jay, don't you believe that would hurt a player's psyche if, like, he's throwing fucking huge numbers and they're not winning?
No, because, I mean, he's doing everything he can, and that's, like, when you put yourself out there as, like, the most wanted fucking free agent if you hit free agency or you hit a point where people are calling for trades and that type of thing. Now, all of a sudden, you are,
You're wanted by teams.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's a hot commodity, and that's what it is. So
yeah, but if you're a rookie in the league like Cam Newton,
you gotta feel good about your performance.
Yeah, but if you're losing games, like at the end of the day, it's not about fucking stats in the NFL. It's about winning football games.
Right, but I mean, what would the Carolina Panthers look like without Cam Newton right now?
But they're not winning.
I don't think that matters. I mean, it obviously matters, but when it comes down to it, like, okay, who's the fucking guy doing everything he can? And who's the guy putting up monster stats and actually, you can't do anything better as a quarterback than what he's doing. Like, you're throwing for monster yards, you're fucking, not throwing a whole shit load
of picks. But are you leading your team to victory? Are you leading
team? What is he supposed to do, play defense?
No, but that doesn't matter. Sometimes, you can put yourself, your team, in a position to win the game ultimately.
Yeah, when you throw for 400 yards, you pretty much put your team in that position. It's the rest of the guys that, have the obligation to close.
After a while, you would think, okay, I don't need to throw fucking mad games because we're still not going to win. I'll save myself.
That hasn't come anywhere near that.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I just don't see, like, other than you saying maybe the dude is going to lose confidence and fucking not be as good of a quarterback, halfway through the year, maybe that type of thing will happen. But, I mean, that's speculation. And, like, right now he's a beast. And, to come out with this type of performance rookie year, I mean, you're definitely talking rookie of the year if he continues this throughout the whole season.
Even if they're losing? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, rookie of the year all day long. Win or loss, if he's throwing fucking 300 yards a game, he's fucking rookie of the year. And fucking mark my words on that because, you don't get fucking quarterbacks that are 8 years in the league half the time that could do that shit, And if a rookie comes out and does that, yeah, maybe Buffalo's not the place for you. Maybe they need to work on this or needed to work on that, but one thing they don't need to work on is the guy that throws for 300 yards, and that's just honesty.
Right.
So anyway, next game up, you got the Oakland Raiders at the Houston Texans, which is kind of another tough game because you got, Oakland was undefeated until I think this past week, I think they lost. And
who? Oakland?
Oakland, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Oakland just take their first loss?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. They lost to New England.
Right. That was that thing. But other than that, like, they were undefeated, and I didn't really understand why. Like, I don't know what the whole thing of Oakland was, and, Houston's a tough team. Well, Houston's at home, favored by 6.5 points. Who do you got?
I got Houston.
I got Houston as well. So far, it's looking like a good week for you because you got the same picks as I do.
Oh, that's fucking great. Or it could be terrible.
I haven't had the week yet. It's terrible, so we'll have to see. So far, it looks like, I don't know. But anyway, next up, we got the battle of some of the worst in the NFL right now, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs at the Indianapolis Colts, with the Colts favored by 1.5 points. And
I'm going with Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Indy. I don't know why.
Because you don't want to be the same as me.
No. This is all predetermined. It's all written down on a sheet in front of me, and I'm just reading it. But so anyway, next up we got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars, with the Jags favored by 2.5 points, and I'm going to go with Cincy.
You're going to go with Cincy? I'm going to go with Cincy as well.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Arizona Cardinals at the Minnesota Vikings, and Minnesota is favored by 2.5 points. Who you got?
Minnesota.
I got Arizona. So,
fucking good.
Hopefully McNugget will choke on it again, and we'll go from there.
Hey, real quick, I'm having problems with my fucking keyboard. Send me a link to the show, because my keyboard is acting up hugely, and I can't really type anything. So I need to copy and paste something. I need a link to the show, the website.
So
I need somebody to type in blogtalkradio.com/YKR online, because I can't type it and it's fucking acting up. My keyboard is acting up.
Hey, you know, Juan, handle that, because I'm trying to host. Don't understand how that would benefit. Anyway, we have Seattle.
Yeah, I'm trying to send somebody. Somebody wants me to link a person by the name of Andrew Smith, who goes to CCW shows all the time, wants to link to the show. And,
okay. So, if you could do that for Eric real quick, Juan.
Or anybody. I don't care who it is.
Somebody. Yeah, there's two people in the chat room other than us, and we'll see. Anyway, next game up is the Seattle Seahawks at the New York Football Giants, with the Giants favored by 9.5 points. Shit.
I'm going to go with the New York Giants.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going in with the Giants as well, but I was trying to fulfill your fucking request to post the goddamn link. Hopefully I got it while I was trying to fucking bullshit. I'm hoping the Giants, put up those big points like that. Not really sure if they're a blowout team right now. Honestly, I'm really skeptical of that, and I'm going to be kind of surprised if they do pull off that blowout win. They've been pulling down wins and stuff like that, but I just don't know if they're really capable of that big, putting up points shit. So I guess we'll see. We will see. Juan's freaking out. He's calling you a traitor. He's like, fuck you, Eric, you traitor. So I guess he was not going to put up whatever you wanted because you bet against the Eagles. that's awesome. Dissension. It's... pretty cool.
See, he doesn't know that I'm doing this because it's a known fact that every time I pick against my own team...
No.
Every time I pick against my own team, my team wins, and that's why I'm doing that.
No, he's a Bills fan now, Juan.
No.
The blue
is
off the
team,
rose, and he just...
Yeah, my other team is... it's any team that it's any team but the 49ers.
Well, that was fluent. Next up, we have the Tennessee Titans at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are favored by 7.5 points. What do you got?
I'm trying to fucking.
I think it's my pick anyway, but I got Tennessee. Who do you got?
Tennessee.
Okay. Pittsburgh hasn't really been that dominant or really – they haven't showed me that much this year, quite honestly. They've been kind of upsetting. So, you know, if you're a Pittsburgh supporter and that type of thing, you kind of got to be worried about your team. You're really not looking as dominant as you have in the past and that type of thing. But anyway, next up.
2-0 Detroit, by the way.
2-0?
2-0.
I thought it was 3-0.
No, it was 2-0.
You're just fucking burning Juan's fucking ass tonight because not
yeah,
only have
two
you
nothing.
Jumped the
I'm
ship.
I'm glad it's 2-0.
Not only have you jumped the ship on your team, you've also fucking decided to go on a fucking tirade against Juan's baseball team, which is great.
Well, yeah, when
I
you fucking
it.
Put, hey, fuck Eric, you traitor. Hey, guess what? I'm meeting Hulk Hogan tomorrow, so I'm excited
yeah.
about that.
And,
Saturday. I'll be having some audio clips of that little thing that I'm going to next week. So.
All right. So next up, we have the Tampa Bay Bucks at
San Francisco.
Yes, we do. We sure do. And we got the San Francisco 49ers favored by a half a point. Oh, just means we need to win. Doesn't matter by one.
Can I tell you my pick? I'm so excited. You're going to be so happy.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with San Francisco. Don't fucking let me down.
Oh, wow. Not a bad pick because we're fucking 3-1. We should have won that Dallas game when we fucking shot ourselves in the foot. And we could be undefeated right now. Hey, man, the Bucks are another team that's leading their division. They're 3-1 just like we are. It's going to be a tough game. It really is. We got a couple tough games going into our bye week. You know, we're taking on these guys. That's so funny.
Do you see in the chat room?
Oh,
he can't even spell my name right. Wow. Hey Juan, how's the married life? How's the married life? Anyway, I'm surprised you're actually posting these letters because sometimes, you know, wives like to put the fucking the foot down on the language that you use. So yeah. Anyway.
Well. Anyway. Yeah. So there's that. But yeah, it's gonna be a tough thing, man. We're facing some tough teams, you know, going into our bye. I believe, what is it? Is it next week we have Detroit? I think it may be next week we have Detroit. So we have just like a quick lineup of some tough stuff going on. And hey, man, let's do what it do. Show the fucking people that we mean business. And someone's calling in. I don't really want to take calls right now. We haven't got through it. That might even be Juan with the 732 and stuff like that, but you're going to have to chill for a minute, whoever it is. We'll get to you later. Just call back in an hour or so because I just want to get into a bunch of stuff, finish this football thing. We got San Diego against San Diego Chargers at the Denver Broncos. And you got San Diego favored by 4.5 points. And who do you got?
I got Denver.
I got San Diego.
Oh, boy.
Is that Juan's number? Do you remember Juan's number?
Yeah, he put, it's me in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to fucking wait, dude, because I'm not taking calls for this minute. So you take your 1-3 ass and go watch your Yankees lose, and we'll get it with you later, homie. No problem. Keep building that Eagles float, man. It's coming along beautiful.
I love Juan.
Ah, he's a great dude. I love him. And next up, we have huge, huge division rivalry in the New York Jets at the New England Patriots, with the Patriots not even giving a fuck, like, favored by 9.5 points.
Jay, when do they ever give a fuck?
Never.
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 And
so,
never will I take the Jets against the New England Patriots. I'm got New England.
Yeah, I'm going with New England too. I don't know. Again, this is another team. Oh, super team. All this green going around. You know what I mean? It's like fucking. Oh, Jesus Christ! Just too much fucking green. It's like the Ninja Turtles, motherfuckers. Is just. The football season started. All I hear is Eagles, Jets, Eagles, Jets. Oh, they got Plaxico. Oh, they got Asamoah. They got Ronnie Brown. They got this guy. They got that guy. You know what? How you guys doing? You know. So, yeah, New England. Next up, we got probably the only green team in the NFL with a winning record. Or I think the Jets might have a winning record, but... They're looking like they're hyped up to be, and that's the Green Bay Packers, defending Super Bowl champions against the Atlanta Falcons, with Green Bay favored by 5.5 points. And
Matt Ryan, he's the quarterback for Atlanta. Aaron Rodgers, it's gonna be a good quarterback game.
That's my quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I got Green Bay.
Yeah, I got Green Bay as well. They're one of the two undefeated teams in this league right now. That's all we got left.
Who's the other team? Who's the other team?
Detroit Lions.
And they're in the same division.
Can you fucking believe it? The only other guys that are, yeah, man, up there, not fucking around. Like I said, we gotta see them guys. I think it's next week or the week after, something like that. And not really looking forward to it, you know. I'm up to see what our team could do right now. We lost that Dallas game by our own fucking fault. I can't say that, you know, we met the best out there. Like, Dallas is really not that great. But they're competitive at best. And so, but anyway, last game we have the Chicago Bears taking on those undefeated Detroit Lions, and the Lions are favored by 6.5 points, and I'm going to go with them boys in Detroit.
Me too.
All right. That's going to be a tough game.
How many picks do we have the same?
Let me see. 10.
Bam. And we don't know each other's picks before the game, so.
So there's only 13 games because we actually have bye weeks. And, you know, we're down to the point where we have bye weeks. And, you know.
I hate bye weeks.
Well. All right, so that is football. That is our, you know, there's actually 3 games that are tick different. So I don't know if, like, hopefully you don't put the hex on my motherfucking football picks this week, because I like to be competitive. So we'll see. We're going to go to break. I guess going to break, we'll hit something that obviously everybody learned about yesterday, and, you know, maybe just try to bring a little light to, you know, something that's pretty sad. And, you know, the guy that did a whole lot, you know, for technology and, you know, all that stuff. And I'll play Sigas and his latest vid.
Steve Jobs died October 5th, 2011. And the news is like crazy because he died of cancer, and I know this nigga got like $8 billion, and it shocked me because he's rich enough to buy cancer and put it in stocks and bonds and then sell cancer to his competition and kill them. That's how rich he is. And for him to die of cancer is like, wow, like, it's mind-blowing. Like, what are we going to do about Toy Story now? Because he was, you know, he was on there. I guess Steve Jobs is unemployed now, literally. And it's, I'm unfamiliar. Can you shut off the music, Debo and Popo? I live in the ghetto. I'm sorry if y'all hear music in the background. I live around niggas.
Stop with the music!
I'm sorry, Steve. But, it shocked me because he's like, at least one thing, at least Heaven's going to have, it's going to be off the chain now. Because, you know, I think the real reason why Steve Jobs really died wasn't cancer. It was because God needed to upscale Heaven a little bit, and he couldn't get into his email good, so he gone ahead and let Steve die. Now Steve in Heaven, and Steve is going to pimp Heaven out. Now they're going to have gliders on the phone. It's going to be iHeaven now. It's going to be off the chain. The angels is going to have the itineraries on their wings now. It's going to be tight. We're going to have lasers on our backs in Heaven. We're going to be flying on jetpacks. The clouds is going to be made out of bubblegum popcorn and shit. It's going to be, Steve is going to hook it up. So don't cry. Don't be sad because Steve is hooking it up in Heaven. When we go to Heaven, it's going to be off the chain because of Steve Jobs. I love you. Thank you for the beautiful inventions. I masturbate with my Mac every day. Thank you. Thank you. Baby!
What, baby?
Steve Jobs is dead!
You didn't know, baby?
Oh, I just found out! What are you going to do with my Toy Story? Come on, baby. You're going to put your Toy Story bug right here. Zoom, zoom, nigga. Oh,
yes,
shit.
Sorry, baby. I know.
Oh. iPhone 6, iPhone 29, the iPad for females when they get their period. What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? Brownie. What's gonna happen? They're not gonna be able to make the iCat now. We gonna have regular bitch ass cats. Steve, come back. Come back, Steve.
So there's things. Yeah, man, it's some sad shit. You know, he got hit up with cancer, dude. He kind of kept that shit on the shelf, too. Really didn't, like, put that shit out there, like, look at me, you know, I'm dying, all this shit. Like, he like, just stepped down, like, didn't say, hey, because of this. Nah, he's just like, yeah, I got to step down and shit. And then, like, a month or two later, he's dead. And, I mean, honestly, you know, one of the best inventors, you know, of our time. The dude has, you know, innovated technology and done things that, you know, just amazing shit. And obviously, you know, he was filthy motherfucking rich. And, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, he did a lot of big, big things for, you know, technology. And why not, dude? But either way, it doesn't matter if you got fucking billions of dollars or whatever. I mean, cancer will take you the fuck out. So, yeah, rest in peace, Sam. And big shout out to Sigas for making that shit funny. So, how about them apples? Yeah, man. So, wrestling.
We're going to have some wrestling.
Yeah. So, what do you want to get into? We got a few things.
We can talk about the world of World Wrestling Entertainment. By the way, top of the fifth, Detroit, 2-0 over the Yankees.
Still 2-0. Okay. Anyway, well, on Sunday they had a pay-per-view.
Really?
Hell in a Cell at that.
No.
Yeah. They're doing, like, fucking 15 pay-per-views a year. I don't even understand this shit. Like, I think they have another one in 3 weeks. Like, I thought they had them once a month, and now it's, like, 2 weeks from the last pay-per-view they had a pay-per-view. Then 3 weeks from this pay-per-view they have a pay-per-view. Like, I don't know if they're going to take a month.
I think they should start doing pay-per-views every fucking week.
Oh, yeah, it's great, because then, like, you know, whatever.
Hey, they can build it up. They can be like, okay, well, they have pretty much 4 hours to build up another 3 hours.
It's funny, because Juan is just, like, nonstop telling you to eat a dick. Every time I look at the chat room, he's like, Eric, eat a dick? He just finally spelled your name right. That's a good thing, I guess.
He didn't know. He didn't even spell my name right. Ha. That's great. That's not even my name.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He spelled it every way, though, honestly.
He's very pissed off. And he is right.
He's
he is highly disgruntled.
He's pissed. No, yeah, that isn't. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The
name's again. Huh. Anyway, yeah. So
how's that married life, Juan? Anyway.
You keep saying that shit like it's a huge fucking
disrespectful. Hey, why are people correcting him? Why are people?
Anyway, Jesus Christ. So on they had their pay-per-view, and they had started off the pay-per-view. They had Sheamus beat Christian.
Good match.
Well, I'm not a Christian fan. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just some shit. Like, Christian needs to get dropped. Like, I really can't stand that dude. And him being on the card is just like he has no charisma, which I cannot stop bringing up for 3 seconds because for a guy that actually made that part of his gimmick for part of his career, like. He probably has some of the least charisma in all of professional wrestling, so it's fucking hilarious because he just looks like a fucking like a zombie or some damn shit. Oh, you got a lot of K's on your name now.
Wow.
a lot of you eating a dick with a lot of K's. So
wow.
Anyway, then you had a couple Sin Caras going at it, and
Juan loves me.
If there's nothing else that the WWE has taught us, is black is evil. Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, you got two Sin Caras, and the one big distinguishing factor is the bad one's black. You know, the black Sin Cara is the bad guy. So, you know, they're obviously trying to put out a message that black is evil. And, you know, I mean, that's just the way they want to go. So, you know,
hey, apparently the other Sin Cara is better than the real Sin Cara.
The black one?
Yeah, apparently that one's more crisp with his moves from what people are telling me.
Oh. Well.
What do you think?
I think both of them are good. I don't think
neither
one of them are horrible.
Pros and cons of both Sin Cara. Pros and cons of both Sin Cara. Shoot.
It's hard to even separate it like that. Honestly, I think both of the guys are good. I think they're trying to force too much. I think they're doing like that MTV promotion, and they're just trying to put like 25 high spots into one match.
Oh, Wrestling Society X, the one that
right.
one of our most funniest sound clip we play was on there. Teddy Hart.
Oh, right. Well, what they do is they try to take a 7-minute match and put 25 high spots in it. So obviously you're going to get some people botching. And then all of a sudden, like, it becomes, this guy does nothing but botch. Yeah, really? But, like, when fucking half of the other matches are filled with 15 minutes of rest holds, I'm sure that they have the same amount of, athletic ability put into their, their matches. Like, I mean, how much scientific, obviously you have to learn your craft and stuff like that. But now when you go out there and you got to crisp pull off a bunch of innovative, crazy springboard, double jump, fucking high spots, how much more fucking precise do you think you have to be than working like, I'm going to work the leg all match. So I'm gonna take him down with a dragon screw leg joint, and then from there I'm gonna put him in a single leg lock, and then the ref's gonna count, and I'm gonna wait until he counts, and then I'm gonna let him go, and I'm gonna give him a good stare, and then off of that, you know what I mean? I'm gonna hit him with like a shoulder tackle to the knee and shit. Like one of them joints. When he hits the ropes, I'm gonna take his knee out again. Oh man, that leg's starting to get worked, right? Okay. So then he's gonna come off of that, and he's gonna go to suplex the other guy, but his leg hurts now, so he can't do that. You know? Well, I mean, obviously, you know, that's part of wrestling and stuff like that, and it has its time and place. But if you can compare a match like that to, you know, where a guy has to do all this really, you know, difficult high spots over and over and over, and he has 7 minutes to pull off perfection, and all that shit has to come off completely right, it's not going to be right. I mean, it's just they're doing too much in such a short amount of time, and there's no way to not make these guys look like garbage like that. And then on top of that, these guys don't even have their identity, because the fucking one guy had the wellness policy joint, and they took him out, and then they just replaced him with no description, and then they were like, ah, we'll just bring the other guy out and make him feud with the first guy and the second, and now we'll turn the one guy black because that means bad, and then we'll do that, and we still won't really describe what their motives are, and then, like, the one guy cut, like, a, you know, a Spanish promo, like, nobody understands that shit. Maybe Juan could tell us what the fucking problem was, but, you know, what that guy had to say, but I have no knowledge of that interpretation of what he was so angry about, so I don't know. So That's just the thing. Sin Cara's, it's cool and all that, but, like, these guys can't cut promos. They can't do none of that stuff. They need to be involved with something. I don't even know. Like, maybe less storyline and more just, like, showcase matches. And I don't even know what to do, honestly, with that whole thing. But, yeah. Anyway, next you had Air Boom beating Swagger and Dolph Ziggler. And, yeah, it is what it is. They're working these crazy angles with that whole shit. And not sure how to feel about that. I like Air Boom as a tag team. I hate the fucking name, but I like the tag team. Mark Henry beat Randy Orton to retain his title. Very happy about that.
What's the title? As most boring fucking wrestler in the company?
No, Randy Orton lost, actually. So,
oh, so Mark Henry gained that shit. Because he fucking won that shit.
Huh. So, next up we had Cody Rhodes beat John Morrison, who is on severe decline in his career. So anyway, you had that go on.
Ever since losing Melina.
I think he's still with Melina, right? She's just done.
No, I mean, but she's not with WWE. She's probably banging other dudes anyway.
Ah, she was doing that while she was in the WWE.
Yeah, but now it's worse. It's probably 10 times worse.
Oh, is it? Huh. Anyway, finally, the next match, Beth Phoenix finally gets her big win over Kelly Kelly and wins that fucking title. Finally. So, whatever deep push she was on, finally. I just really happy to fucking see that, you know, Beth finally got her fucking due, and that's what they did.
Punk had some pull in that, probably.
Ah, dude, she's been on such a decline. They've been jobbing her out left and right. I don't think if he had so much pull, it would have took this long. I think, like, she's busted her fucking ass and paid her dues, and she's done every fucking thing. She's been there longer than Punk.
She's paid her dues before that, though.
Yeah, she's been there longer than Punk, so.
Yeah, and I don't know why she was on some fucking decline. Like, what the fuck made that fucking choice?
Yeah, she's great. Now, I'm really glad to see her, you know. With
yeah,
that
but
title.
This fucking long? Like, seriously? Like, nobody's fucking talking shit saying, why the fuck did it take so long for her to be the champion? Like, she should be the champion from here on out.
Well, I eventually have to make changes. Anyway, next up was your main event, and Alberto Del Rio won via heel fashion with locking John Cena out of the cage, and then attacking CM Punk with a pipe to get the win. And, you know, I think that's great. Del Rio is a guy who I'd far, far rather see with the title than John Cena. Obviously, I'm a huge CM Punk fan, but in the same token, Alberto Del Rio does his damn job. I like that dude a lot. And, you know, that's I'm pretty much down with that. And that's it was cool the way it went down and all that thing. After that, they had somebody, the cage came up a little bit. Miz and R-Truth slid in and attacked everybody. Oh, fucking bad guys. They have hoodies on. We don't see them. Now we do. And, you know, and then they attacked everybody and beat everybody up. Cameraman, ref, fucking everybody in the ring and all that shit. And, you know, Triple H takes like 20 minutes to get in the fucking cage and finally gets in there, and he's just, oh, he's so mad. And then they, you know, they arrest them and all that stuff. And pretty much that was it. The pay-per-view was off the air. So, what was that?
That sounded like atrocious.
Well. Then we had Raw. Do you want to, do you got, like, what happened on Raw? I do
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So the start of the show, give me a little second.
Dude, what is going on?
Are you there?
Yeah, I've been here.
Oh, sorry, I was talking and didn't realize I hit the mute button on my cell phone, so.
Jesus Christ.
I was saying something. So, Raw started off with McIntyre was already in the ring, and Orton came out. And
Which was just awkward to me. I seen Drew McIntyre, and I go, what? Did a fan jump the rail? Like, what? What is this fucking guy here for? Oh wait, that's fucking, who's that fucking guy? And then Nina's like, that's Drew McIntyre. I was like, that's right, that's who that fucking, what is he in the ring for? And then, Randy Orton. Yeah, so,
Orton gets the cover with the RKO and wins the match. And
settle down,
Gabriel,
and dog it.
What?
No. The chat room, they're all bugging.
Yeah.
What happened? I didn't hear any talking. Oh, okay, we're good. So anyway, he fucking Orton squashed him. And then,
after the match, Mark Henry's music hits.
He comes out.
And Orton's celebrating. Henry laughs and he holds up his title. Orton and fucking Henry start fucking fighting.
Yeah, Orton, you know, throws him over the barricade. They go to commercial with Henry looking like he just took some kind of beating or something, right?
Yeah.
They come back from commercial. And,
well, Warren Knight just comes out.
Yeah, but they come back from commercial, and he's fucking pacing the ring like a fucking animal. Why? Because Mark Henry's like the honey badger. He doesn't give a shit. Like, you can throw him over the fucking guardrail. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Fucking, he's going to shake it off, come the fuck back in the ring, and he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a fuck. Mark Henry is the fucking, the biggest honey badger on the planet. Go ahead. Henry Badger. Henry Badger
doesn't they basically play a fucking video package. And then Mark Henry wrestles John Morrison.
Yes. Who he crushed quite well, but honestly, like, Morrison, like, did really well in that match. Like, he did a lot of, like, crazy reversal, that whole parkour shit, where Mark Henry would try to, like, throw him through the fucking rafters, and then, John Morrison would twist a little bit and land on his feet, and then Mark Henry would turn around and rip his fucking face off again, and then, the whole thing. And, it worked really well, but in the end, like, Mark Henry fucking destroyed him, and, he's a hippo badger.
So after the match, Henry cut a promo about his fucking match, and about his fucking on a warpath and all types of bullshit.
Yeah, he pretty much said that he was done with Randy Orton. So Randy Randy Orton got his little I'll throw you over the guardrail stuff. And he's like, you know what, dude, I'm done with you. Big Show is going to come back, and I'm going to fuck him up again. And I'm just like, why? Why? Like, seriously, the Big Show. And this is my problem with, like, your logic on Randy Orton. Not Randy Orton. With Mark Henry. You have, like, such a serious, dysfunctional feeling about Mark Henry, yet when the Big Show has come up, you don't seem that disgruntled. Like,
I think he's fucking horrible, and I'm like, oh, whatever, fucking waste of time. I felt that way years ago.
Who's that?
About Big Show. I fucking thought he was a fucking, it's the Big Show. Like, now I just don't give a shit.
Oh, now you're the honey badger. Jesus Christ. I don't understand, like, I don't understand where anyone cares about the Big Show, why he still has a job, why the fuck is this relevant at this point? Like, I don't understand why, Big Show's back. Like, didn't fucking Mark Henry just, like, beat the shit out of him, slam him, put his chair in a fucking thing, jump on it, and put him out for fucking months? Like, I don't feel like Big Show gets to come back now and be like, hey, buddy, that shit hurt. Let's go. Don't lay your big stupid ass down. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I just, Jesus Christ. I can't even believe this guy's still alive. It's fucking unreal. So, they did that. They did that. They sure did. Then they had, what was up next?
And then, the Big Show. It was the Big Show. Anyway, Detroit's up 3-1. Anyway, after the match, they do have to go promo. Modern Ice is in the back with Otunga, Christian, Vicky, Dolph, Cody Rhodes, Jack Swagger, and Alberto Del Rio. Basically, Otunga fucking says he's not getting treated right. Nice tries to fucking, like, push him aside kind of deal. So Vicky says that they're going to the ring tonight.
When Otunga says he's not being treated right, does he mean he's not being called punk by someone who was vying for Flavor Flav's fucking affection? Is that what he means by not being treated right? Because, yeah, I hate that guy. I fucking hate that guy. Like, I can't understand where he is forced into the fucking main event picture. How do you, like, well, now he is main event. I almost corrected myself, but let's not be fucking ridiculous. Like, he was in the fucking main event on Raw this past week, and they keep pushing him. And his fucking man tits keep getting fucking bigger. Like, this dude is just, I don't know if there's a way to, like, localize your steroid or if he only works chest or that type of thing. But,
right.
Like, he's got, like, some fucking, like, fucking G-cup fucking man tits fucking, they're fucking, they're jacked up right now, but let this motherfucker go off the gas or do some old, you know what I mean, like, catch an injury or some, like, an arm injury. This motherfucker's going to be sagging. He's going to need some support at that motherfucker, but I really can't stand that dude. Every time I just hear his name, just fucking, I can't stand him. First thing I think is punk. I mean, like, punk. I just see, like, fucking New York going, punk, you got to go home, honey. I can't. This motherfucker got sent home on that shit. Yeah, how the fuck is he supposed to win a title? Jesus Christ. Oh, man. So anyway, Natalya and Beth, they went in there and they fought Kelly and what's her fucking face? Eve. And I'm guessing what they're doing now is they're turning Kelly heel. Just, I mean, off of what I saw, like, I guess they're making her, like, snap type thing, which is kind of weird to me, because, like, they have to make her heel right now. Like, for what they're doing with her, they have to make her heel, because the bitch won, like, fucking 6 fucking straight matches or some dumb shit like that. And then she loses at the pay-per-view. And they kind of used, like, the heel tactic to win it and abused her and all that type of shit. But now, like, she's playing like a crazy bitch that can't handle it. And, like, even Kelly got DQ'd for her freaking out and slamming Beth's head and da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, that shit. So it went DQ because of that. I don't know.
Right. And then Triple H and Laurinaitis have a segment.
Yeah, there's too much of that. Just,
and then
just,
fucking basically say there's going to be a vote of confidence later on. Anyway,
yeah.
Jinder Mahal comes out and says fucking something.
Oh, before that, I got to mention, too, that, you know, what they did is they had Cody Rhodes come out. I think that was actually at the pay-per-view or some shit like that. But and he brought back the old IC title. And said, like, how he was really, it was at the pay-per-view, and he said how, like, that was, he's bringing back the old school, and he's bringing back what the title used to mean, and this and that, and he's trying to bring back credibility to it, where, like, you know, Rick Rude had it, and this guy, and he mentioned a whole bunch of people who had the IC title, and he was going to bring back, you know, recognition to it. So, I mean, I respect the concept of that. I don't believe Cody Rhodes is in any shape to do that himself, but I always believe my firm belief, and I don't care what company we're fucking talking about, that every one of those titles should be looked at as the highest fucking prize for the people that are vying for that title. I don't think for one second that should be a lower grade title to anyone who is vying for that title. And a lot of companies, it's a stepping stone, and they pretty much openly acknowledge it while being within that title picture, and that's such a flaw of any company that does it. It really, really is. Like, if you're like, I'm done with the junior heavyweight title, I'm going for the world title, like, you're fucking shitting on a division in that company. You're not, like, there's a way to move from one title to the next and just segue and go into different angles and storylines, and next thing you know, you fall into the picture of something else. But there is no reason in the fucking world why you should, like, treat that like, well, this will do for now, but eventually I'm going to get bigger titles. Like, what? That's not what, I mean, you got to look at, like, you know, like that IC title and shit, like, you know, the Bret Hart's is fucking Ultimate Warriors, and just so many fucking, like, huge fucking IC champions over the years, and I mean, that's just scratching the surface, but you need fucking importance to every title in every company, and anybody who fucking listens to this shit has any fucking link to a fucking, an owner who runs a wrestling company, indie, obviously, pass on the fucking wisdom, because, you know, I ain't no motherfucking genius, but if that shit doesn't make sense to anybody out there, then you're fucking retarded. Seriously, like, your tag team titles need to be put on a fucking pedestal to the tag team division. I don't think they should be breaking off and getting fucking world title shots and then fucking forgetting about that. I don't feel like motherfuckers should win number one contenderships and then never get their fucking world title shot and then fight a bunch of other people. Why, what are you wrestling other people for? If you're vying for the world tag team titles and you have the number one contendership for fucking 3-4 months and you're just wrestling other guys at the time, no explanation. And the champs are making open challenges and shit like that. Obviously, I'm talking about CZW, but, like, it goes for very many companies out there that do this same type of shit, and they just take the emphasis off of their biggest prizes. And it's like, if you don't give a fuck about your titles, why do you think fans are going to give a fuck about your titles? And that's bottom line, man. That's real shit. Real talk, man. There's no reason why I should give a shit if you don't give a shit, and you clearly don't give a shit. So, I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad they're going that direction with the IC title and try to bring it back to old school and bring it back to what it used to mean and that type of shit. But we'll see if that actually happens, because it sounds real nice on the surface, but until you execute and you do that type of thing, we'll see.
Right.
So anyway, Santino beat Jinder Mahal. I don't give a fuck about Jinder Mahal. Santino's entertaining and shit, and like, I like that guy on like an early card type thing. He's funny. He gets into it. He's all hyped up, and he does good work. I like that guy. I don't think Jinder Mahal's worth a whole lot. I think this is, you know, Muhammad Hassan was a far, far better of the same guy years ago. And,
right.
You know, he left the business and all of that, and now they're trying to get that back because it works for them. And it's not working. So after that, they had a fucking – see, this is the thing I had a problem with on Monday, too, is, like, they had a 12-man tag team match. And it just – it combined fucking 12 fucking guys in the match. So that was, like, most of your fucking top guys were just jammed into one big-ass match at the end of the show. Just fucking crammed into one fucking match. And I was just like, what the fuck is all of that? Like, what? Half of these motherfuckers barely hang out. Like, they don't. So you have fucking CM Punk, John Cena, who just fought the night before, Mason Ryan, where the fuck is he a main eventer? What the fuck is going on with that? Where they send this fucking big juice head to fucking Florida to go get his shit right, and, he comes back, and now he's a face, and he's in the main event. Like, oh, what? That don't make any fucking sense. This guy can't work. This guy is really fucking, I don't get it. He's there, Evan Bourne and Kofi, so you got your tag team champions, you got them, and then you got Sheamus on the one team. And Sheamus, you know, Sheamus is beasting now. He's doing good as a face. He's crushing motherfuckers, and, you know, that's how the match ended. But then you got your champion and Alberto Del Rio. You got Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger. So, okay, you got CM Punk and Cena and Alberto Del Rio. That was your main event from the night before. You got Dolph and Kofi. And Dolph and Swagger, and you got Kofi and Evan Bourne. Oh, that was your match from the night before. Then you got Christian, you got Cody Rhodes, and you got David Otunga. Cody Rhodes also fought Christian. But Sheamus the night before. So, I mean, it's like, it's just a lot of, like, this shit just happened. We're just going to combine it all because it just kind of worked. And, you know, let's just do this shit. So they did that whole thing. And, you know, it was just kind of a clusterfuck. And just like, oh, that guy's here. Oh, that guy's here. You get, like, random pops. And, oh, I like that guy. Like, yeah, you jam 12 people into the ring. Obviously, you're going to get a bunch of pops because, like, half of your fucking stars are in the match, and, like, every time someone jumps in the ring, you're like, oh, that guy. You know, like, on those, filmed in front of a live studio audience, fucking sitcoms back in the day, every time, like, one of the stars of the show would walk on, they'd be like, ah! It's more or less what it was. It wasn't because it was any good. It was just because they were fucking there, and they're a regular cast member. Like, oh, look at him. Sheamus ended up winning with the bro kick and doing his old beast thing down the end, and it worked. But that whole shit was not necessary. That was really like, we don't know what to do. We just had a pay-per-view. Just throw everybody in the fucking main event.
It's like they don't care. It's like they don't care.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, 5 matches on a 2-hour show. Seriously?
Jesus Mad Christ. Commercial breaks. There's probably more commercial breaks than there were matches.
Oh, I'm sure there are more than 5 commercial breaks. But anyway, so after that, they did a whole thing. Triple H comes out. Let me tell you, what's your problem with me?
I don't know what your problem with me is. You know, and everybody was just like, all of a sudden, like, Beth chimes in. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Beth chimed in and started talking shit. And then so did, the fuck?
Lawler. Wait,
No. Lawler was later.
Mike Yoda.
I lost his name. Not a big motherfucker. The NXT
Wade
dude. Wade Barrett was like, hey, I got something to say. I haven't been treated right since you've been boss. And then fucking, you know, she's like, yeah, the Divas division sucked since then. And, you know, she just won the title, so it's kind of like awkward. Yeah, and then Lawler jumps in there and he talks, and people said I had rectal bleeding. And, you know, the whole, like, it's just ridiculous. Like, and then, like, one by one, everybody walks out. Heels, faces, announcers, refs, fucking everybody just slowly looks, shakes their head, looks at the ground, and walks away like it's the end of a sad movie or something, you know. And then he's just left fucking standing in the ring.
And the cameramen leave, too.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, they go to that next level where the camera gets set down on its side, and right before they go off the air, the refs spoke up on how they're getting mistreated, everything. Oh, Jesus. Like, how fucking horrible is this? And, like, I can't imagine where you go with an angle like that. Like, it doesn't make any goddamn sense. Just like, Crimson just pinned Samoa Joe. You know, that also does not make sense. So, you know. Yeah, the refs and Divas don't feel safe. Yeah. So,
I don't feel safe watching it. I might have a panic attack.
Yeah, I don't feel safe watching it either. I feel like I might cut myself during the show. I
feel like it's a waste of my time.
Yeah,
so
I don't know, man.
I think the fans should vote and fucking see if it's a waste of time.
So, I mean, honestly, let's not fucking play around, right? Because the next thing that's going to happen is, oh, wow, that's great how, like, Bully Ray decided to take, like, Homicide's thing of putting 5150 out there. And now he's walking around with shirts that say Hardcore 5150.
No.
Again, you know, Bully Ray decides to be a fucking bully and just steal people's shit that are far more talented than him and walk around and try to pretend like he created a goddamn thing. There's another guy who I can't wait till he dies. Fucking asshole. Such an overrated cunt. Like, the fucking Dudley boys are so overrated, it's fucking retarded. It's beyond retarded on how fucking overrated. The most fucking talented Dudley boy ever was fucking Spike. And that's, you know, that guy turned out to be some shit, too. So, but what can you do, dude? I don't know. And it's funny, because he just put on a Yankee hat before he flipped the camera off, and I don't know what he said, and I don't care. So, anyway, what's going to happen anyway on WWE side is Vince McMahon's going to come back, and he's going to be the face. He's going to be the guy who sides up with The Miz and Morrison and reinstates all these guys and goes head-to-head, and Survivor Series is coming up, and you have this team and Vince's team versus that team, and I'm sure Laurinaitis will be, you know, part of this side or that side, And then Triple H and all of that stuff, and just taking the fucking attention away from the wrestlers because we have egos, and that's what's coming. Believe that shit. That is coming. That is what is going to happen. Vince is coming back, and it's going to be this whole fucking, oh, we were fired, future endeavored shit, and then they've dropped the ball long before they executed the motherfucking pass. Like, it's ridiculous. And that's about all I gotta say about that.
And it looked horrible. It sounded horrible.
So, any more thoughts on that type of thing?
I want to know where the fuck they're leading this shit for. Because apparently Rock and Cena are tagging up at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
They're going to be Rock, Cena. I heard Mick Foley's going to be back. Stone Cold's going to be back.
Really?
Maybe they could do Team Rock, Cena, Mick Foley, Austin, Triple H versus Team Vince, Miz, R-Truth, Alberto Del Rio. And, bring back fucking, they could bring back, Kevin Federline. They could bring back Federline.
Huh.
I'd like to see them bring Federline.
No.
And Otunga. And Otunga.
All right, so that's the WWE talk. And I got some more shit to talk about, believe that. And we're going to get into that in a minute. Feel like I'll satisfy Juan and many others who's a big fan of Teddy Hart's retarded rants. Here is him explaining the entire CM Punk situation that he had back in the day and how everything went down and how it inspired Homicide to smack the shit out of him and all of those wonderful things that came afterwards. But this is Teddy Hart's description of CM Punk.
CM Punk is the only guy with the balls to walk up and do what he said he was going to do, which was he said he was going to slap me across the face. And he walked up to me and slapped me across the face. We had a little scuffle, and shit happens. After that, basically, we were enemies for a long time. And I never got to actually say anything to the guy, and I never got to talk to him. And I thought it was better for wrestling at the time to keep it looking like we were enemies, because right when we get in the ring, we kind of have to be friends, because the second that two guys are enemies in the ring, they're either going to do Ultimate Fighting Match, which lasts like 30 seconds, because after the boys start punching each other for real, the referee usually breaks it up and security's called, and those guys never get booked again because they forgot the fucking rule. Wrestling's not the Ultimate Fighting. So CM Punk, not to get off my point, guys, CM Punk was the only guy that had the balls to do what he said he was going to do. If he walked up to me and gave me a slap, he said I was out of line. And again, got a little scuffle. Things didn't work out. And about 5 years later, maybe, I saw him in an airport. He was carrying the Money in the Bank. And I walked up to him and I said hello. He said hello to me. He seemed like a nice guy. I said, your schedule and what you're doing is phenomenal. I said, and I'm really surprised. I said, you've taken every opportunity that they've given you and you ran with it. He said, thanks very much. Walked away. I saw him another time down in Mexico, and I was stuck in a lineup of like 300 people looking like a mark. I couldn't get in the back. And CM Punk came up behind me and pulled me out of the lineup and said, this guy doesn't wait in line. He gets in the back now. And he got me in the back for free without a ticket. And kind of made me feel pretty special because he was a world champion at the time. So I have no heat with CM Punk, and he takes good care of my friend TJ, from what I hear. They're really good friends. They travel together a lot. They're both straight edge. And I heard he's a class act from what I don't hear a lot, because I don't know a lot of guys in the WWE like that well. I just know TJ and or Tyson Kidd. I know Natalya and DH was in there, and they all got along with him really well and said that he's revolutionizing the business because he's not afraid to kind of sit, you know, make a stand for what he believes in. So, and if that's the case, then good for him. I gave him a tracksuit, and that's sort of my, that's my like little thing. If I like a guy and I think he's doing well, if I can give him a tracksuit, whether he's a millionaire, billionaire, or whatever, I think sometimes a free tracksuit from a guy is always nice. So I have nothing bad to say about CM Punk except that he's done basically everything I ever wanted to do in wrestling. And a bunch of other guys I think would agree that CM Punk's taken his chances, and he's a good gambler, man. He hasn't lost yet.
Speaking on DH, Stephen Smith wants to ask what your opinion is of Harry's release, and you know, I like to follow up and ask you what you think of the Hart Dynasty's treatment on in the WWE in general.
Well, I was hoping Harry was going to get released, and I was hoping Harry would come down to AAA, and that Harry and myself and Jack Evans would continue trying to work on the Next Generation Hart Foundation. And that's my goal, again, is to try to get Harry down to Mexico and me to go to Japan more. So if I could go down to Japan with Harry potentially as a tag team and sort of reestablish something like the old Bulldogs Hart Foundation, or potentially Jack Evans can team up with Harry, because I think they'd be phenomenal together too, and they trained a lot together. I think some of the best matches I've ever seen back in the day were Harry Smith and Jack Evans and Matt Rats, but nobody got to see them. But they were phenomenal together. So I was hoping Harry would get released. I think Triple H and Stephanie McMahon and all the people in there that knew Harry would be better off on his own to go get some more size, continue really training hard, and to feel like he's got that freedom again to choose where he wants to go and reestablish his name. So I prayed every day, and I have friends in there, and we always said the same thing. It would be good if Harry got released. So he got released, and Harry has a big smile on his face, and he's coming up here tomorrow, and I get to basically restart the Hart Foundation with my cousin again. And then hopefully the Young Bucks, we get to have this match, and that'll be some magic. And I'll let you ask me another question. I'm bad with getting off subject, so...
Okay, well, we'll just finish up here with Nate Milton, who says, I'm a big fan of Teddy's skill set and in-ring work, but what I'd like to know most is his proudest moment in the industry, as well as your biggest regret. So the kind of two ends of the spectrum there.
No, no, no. We're not allowing you to do that, Teddy. You are fucking beat. Man, this guy is something else. It goes on to CM Punk smacked the shit out of me, said I was out of line. And I respect that because he was the only guy that, did what he said he wanted to do. So a lot of people said they wanted to smack the shit out of Teddy, and they just didn't do it. So even though they were like, hey, dude, I fucking hate you. And, I'm just going to take the high road and not smack the shit out of you. And then he was like, fuck that guy. He didn't come through on his promise. I think Teddy's one of those guys that likes to be hit by his girlfriend and stuff. I don't know. But anyway, he's like, yeah, my buddy, D.H. Smith. Yeah, I was hoping he would get fired because then we could all reunite and roll around on the mat. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, he's in the WWE. And fucking, you hope he gets fucking fired because, I was hoping for that, yeah, because then we could reunite and make trampolines and Harry Potter brooms and moon boots in the fucking ring and train cats to fucking interfere in matches. Like, this fucking guy is, oh man, he's awesome for my entertainment, but as far as for, like, his own life and, like, reality and shit like that, oh, he's a fucking retard. This guy, oh my god. Yeah, what do you think? Are you there? Oh, hold on a minute. I know what went on here. Jesus Christ. That's honestly my fault completely. And let me get right back into here. Go over to where I was. I fucked that up so much. Anyway. Eric, there you are. Jesus.
Yo.
Yeah, man. I just...
Okay.
Yeah, you're back. I was trying to figure out what's up. It was on my end. But anyway, so what do you think about...
What the fuck is going on?
Huh?
I could not hear Jay. Where the fuck is Jay at?
Yeah, I know. Because all that wrestling you were just doing was happening when I first started playing the clips, so I just hit mute so, like, we wouldn't hear any outside interference. And then we got back from Teddy's...
Jay?
What?
Why the fuck can I hear Jay? Why the fuck...
You can't hear me? It's so funny when I hear you and you're screaming that you can't hear me. That's the funniest thing in the world. Oh, that's something else. Can you hear me yet? Can you hear me now? No? Awesome. Jesus. God help us. It's funny. I'm still on the air as far as I know.
Hello?
Derek, hey, how you doing?
Okay, much better. Much better.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
What the
hey,
fuck happened?
I don't know, but looks like we got our friend Juan on the phone, so let's take Juan. Hey!
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with this man, dude?
I don't know. He's back, though. We just pulled him back just
yeah,
now.
Fuck you, Eric. Fucking dick.
Yo, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fucking traitor. Yo, I hope he tripped out of steps, dude, for real.
Wow. Wow. Kind of mean.
How them Yankees doing, guy?
Yo,
yeah,
fuck up.
Huh?
You got 1 point.
Oh, you got a point?
Yeah.
I got a point, too. You're about to lose the fucking playoffs.
Yo, let's be
point.
Real honest with you. Yo, Juan.
What?
Let's be real honest with each other, though. What the fuck, after this fucking past week's fucking game, why the fuck is Castillo still coaching the defense? Like, what the fuck is he fucking doing? Like,
that's what I think about that.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck was going on? Like, they fucking, like, late in the fucking first half, like, they went to the shotgun, you know, they were going for the Hail Mary. And the defense was fucking in on the run when you had five fucking receivers out there.
Well, me and other people I agree was fucking, like, is Andy Reid's fault pretty much because they didn't get
oh
right.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
A lot of people do. A lot of people do. Anyway, like, that whole fucking organization needs to fucking clear house because you are paying top-notch money for talent, and you can't fucking, you're 1-3 right now? Like, this is Andy Reid.
Sure are.
This is cool.
Yo, Jay, fuck you, all right? You got lucky. That bullshit call, too, like, saying, oh.
The bullshit
that
call.
That whole game, they fucking blew it. The whole fucking game. The fucking defense was warming up the field when they weren't supposed to.
You know what's not bullshit?
Hell.
Eric, you know what's not bullshit?
San
what?
Francisco.
Turn that fucking shit off.
But ain't San Francisco known for, like, you know, little gay dudes?
Huh? Yeah.
San Francisco known for gay people. I think Jay is in the closet. Oh, my brother.
Yeah, you've met my three kids, homie.
No,
you know,
I'm fucking with you. No, cause my brother, I fucking with my brother
gay
like
activity.
No, my brother is a fucking 49ers fan, too. I always fuck with him with
he's
that.
Better than you, too. That's, you
fuck
know.
That.
Hey, man, some people
are
just clearly better.
Like Joe Montana's era.
Era, but, I mean, honestly, Joe Montana's the best quarterback to play the game. If you can pull out an eagle that's better, holla.
Randall Cunningham?
Oh, you're
good.
Clearly so right. Yeah. Oh. Welcome to the chat, Larry Legend. Hey, Larry, you know, they're trying to get on me saying that I'm gay because I like the 49ers. And, you know, now that Larry's in the chat, he's going to straighten shit out as far as what goes on there. I don't even think he's a 49er fan, so, you know.
He might be a fucking Giant fan. He, looks
he might
like
be an Eagles fan. That's what it is.
All right.
Let's find out.
You never know, man, but I don't see a problem with it, but that ain't my deal.
You know what, Juan, I hope
just because
not
I'm 3-1 and y'all 1-3 doesn't mean you need to disrespect me.
Yeah, Juan,
you know
I hope
mean?
You're not one of these Eagles fans that think this way, but I've heard these Eagles fans, and I fucking ripped them a new asshole the other day at my job. But one of these Eagles fans that fucking worked with me, Brent, you know what he had the balls to say? What
did he say?
He said, oh, the reason why we're not that good is because we didn't have a fucking full training camp.
Yeah, I'll smack the shit out of that. What?
I was like, are you fucking serious? I was
yeah,
like, yo, they got to play a fucking
make
game.
Sense.
I was like,
hey,
nobody
buddy,
fucking.
Man.
He was like, yeah, this season doesn't mean anything. I'm like, dude, nobody had fucking
wait,
time
wait,
to
hold
prepare.
On, wait. Didn't have a full training camp. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, they're fucking making excuses. Like, he's one of those fucking assholes. Like, next week, if the Eagles fucking win by, like, a touchdown, he'll be like, oh, that's the fucking greatest team on the fucking planet.
Oh,
like,
he's one of those people.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. And I fucking hate those type of people. Because
we don't care. We don't care.
We
don't care. We don't care.
They're singing about the 49ers. They're singing about the 49ers. That was the fucking, that was an audio clip that you fucking pressed about the 49ers.
I mean, you know, I mean, every time, I mean, you guys keep talking, you crazy Eagle fans. I mean, you know, give an inch, they want to take a mile.
Give
know.
A nigga a rope, want to be a cowboy, guys.
We're so we're
know?
Still the only stadium that has a jail under the fucking a jail under the stadium.
Oh, because your fans are degenerates. And
hold on, wait,
know.
Wait, y'all copy? Wait, hold on. San Francisco pulling guns out and shit, shooting people.
Hey, if that's what it takes to be 3-1, I guess a couple guys got to go down. You know what I mean? You know?
I think that should be. I think that's a big problem. I think that needs to be resolved.
In Dallas, they're fucking brawling in the state in the stands now and shit.
I think the 49ers should fucking should give up some wins for that.
So yeah, we pioneered the fights.
You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit.
And what the fuck do we ask the honey badger? Like, what the fuck do we care? Who cares about the honey badger?
I care about the honey badger.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the honey badger right now. We're
honey
talking about the 49ers.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
So let's ask Larry, what kind of fan is, what kind of football team he likes?
They're all about asking, you know,
let's
what
find
is
out.
Larry Legend's football team?
Let's find
How's
out.
How's that? What do you say, stupid?
Fuck. I don't know.
No, I was watching Raw and shit. We were talking about that whole little walkout bullshit.
Right.
Wrestlers
that
have a lockout now? There's a lockout?
Oh, there's a lockout on the WWE? It might be. Contract negotiations, you know, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening for next Monday. But
yeah, like, what the fuck is that? Like, I sat here like, really? Cameraman walked out. I think I see it a fair before with a rail followed behind the wrestler. Didn't even know who he was. I was like, what the fuck? I walked out, went to the bathroom.
So Larry's a Ravens fan because he's originally from Baltimore. And so you would go with being a Ravens fan, which is...
Okay.
Might I add, it's still better than you. So
who
you
cares?
Know.
Man, they don't got a championship neither. No, you never mind. You're right. If they do, they got what, two, right?
The what?
They got two championships, right?
Who
or
does?
One?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Who does? Baltimore.
Baltimore.
No, Baltimore has one championship. They beat the Giants.
Yeah. Far more recent to you guys, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess. We'll get one watch.
Yeah. And you know, I just deal with five Super Bowl winning, undefeated in the Super Bowl type team.
Dude, that was like Steve Young era. Not now.
No, that wasn't
that's
even. That
I
was Joe Montana.
Steve Young around.
Yo, we got another call. I don't know, should we
that's
take this?
That's when Steve Young was around. Steve Young. How long was that ago?
Let's... Steve, come on, dude. Anyway, let's try to take another call, see who this is, and add this crazy shit.
Steve Young. Remember, Steve Young.
Hey, what up?
Hey, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Greg Younger.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking
Greg,
way.
What's going on, man?
What's cracking, man? Just tuning in on a Thursday night. Just talk
oh, shit.
I'm going to
stay
man?
Quiet. I respect this band.
Cool, man. How's it been, man?
Yo, Jay, first off, your hatred for David Ortunga is hilarious.
Oh, my God. I can't stand that motherfucker, man.
Oh, my God, you hate that guy. You hate that guy.
He's not talented, bro.
No.
He's not.
What a fucking waste, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah. Terribly boring. Terribly boring.
Yeah, he sure is, man.
Oh, but I'll tell you what, though. Whenever, like, someday, if I'm in a situation where I'm, like, out with an injury, and then I come back later on, I'm going to go the Big Show route, and I'm going to be like, hey, man, that shit hurt. That's not cool. Let's have a go at it. Let's
Yo, like, Big Show's a waste, too. Like, any big fucking retard like Kali and Big Show, nah, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, dude, Big Show, that dude gets to come and go as he pleases, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, so...
They could just use them as support beams if the building starts to break down.
Yeah.
It's okay. No problem.
Oh, man. I remember when Kevin Nash dropped him on his head, dude.
Yeah. It started instigating the $5,000 fines for any power bomb in WCW.
Crazy. That was great. I was like, holy shit, that man's dead.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, hey, what's cracking, Yakuza Kid? You guys all right?
Yeah, man. So, Jake, man, we were hoping to have you back for, like, another big joint. I guess we're going to have to, do that pretty soon, man.
Yeah, we will, man. Yeah, we'll hook that up totally. I just want to call and say what's up, man. Let everybody know if you're in the area tomorrow, go check out the Dub at the arena and everything. They just got back from overseas and stuff. It sounds like killer shows over there. Yo, how about motherfucking AR Fox versus Devin Moore for the big belt, dude?
Yeah, that's big shit, man.
Dude,
Gresham got hurt. You got a sub engine, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Fox is a beast, man. That'd be good. That'd be real good shit.
So we're going to see the Golden Boy anywhere around Cage of Death? Because there's some
I'm around. I'm laying low and local for a minute.
I feel you. But
yeah, but you know, you never know, man. You never know. But Combat Zone and IPW doubleheader out here in Indianapolis on November the 5th. I'll definitely be in the building there on the afternoon.
Yeah.
On the afternoon at the IPW show, it's me and Scotty and Fans Bring the Weapons steel cage match. And then on the evening it's Sammy Callahan versus DJ and No Rope Barbed Wire. So definitely a good whole day of wrestling for anybody there. And plus we got there's an official hotel for CZW out here, the Baymont in South Indianapolis, so like it's gonna be party hard. It'll be good stuff, man.
Yeah, shit, man. Scotty ain't even trying to miss his stuff, huh?
It'll be his first match back. He had surgery the week after Tangled Web, and then he's going through hand rehab now, but yeah, we got to finish things out here in out this way in Naptown.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Fucking dude goes through surgery, rehab, all this type of stuff to get his hand right and all that. Fans bring the weapons.
He's not trying to warm up with a 5-minute TV match. He's jumping right back into it.
These guys are full of hamstring and they're gonna take it light. This guy severed tendons and he's coming back with a Fans Bring the Weapons. So.
Yeah, I know. It's a testament to his toughness, man. Totally, Scotty.
Yo, that's fucking awesome.
Definitely big time underrated on the in the big picture of things, and Scotty's the shit, man. So. Best of luck to him getting back together, and like all the fans have been real supportive, and the CPW office has been good to him too. So
definitely. What's your thoughts on the current wrestling product? And
good God,
the current wrestling product in general?
I think there's some good
stuff going on, especially out on the indies. I gotta tell you, like in the past few months I've been more interested in Raw than I was like since like probably the Attitude Era. Summer. They've dropped the ball on something. Some things have been pretty dope. But I think overall, it's been a little more interesting than it was, say, like in the immediate post 9/11 era.
What's drawing you in right now?
Recently it was everything was CM Punk and everything, but
right.
I don't know. It's you was talking earlier how you think Vince could come back with Miz and R-Truth, man. I didn't even think about that. That's totally it. That could totally be a possibility, but who knows where they're gonna go with it, man. Who knows? But on the international scene, shit's popping off right now. Dragon Gate's doing some dope stuff. Big Japan's doing some pretty crazy stuff. And then that big show is coming up in Philly the first weekend of December with like K-Dojo and DDT and Freedoms and BJW.
K-Dojo? Oh, shit.
Kai-Tai Dojo, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing big shit, man.
Yeah.
K-Tai Doubleheader.
Yeah, it'll be big. It'll be big, man. So yeah, yeah. Anybody that's out there, you know, any sport, any like good local wrestling in your area, especially if you're in the Northeast, hit up CZW tomorrow and stuff. Just keep supporting the indies, you know, Smart Mark Video.
Oh, yo, Jay.
House Productions, everything.
Yeah, definitely. What's up, dude?
Yo, you ever heard about the rumor shit that they might bring WCW back as another brand?
I don't think that would ever happen. Vince has got far too much ego to allow another brand that he doesn't have direct credit for. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
That would have been cool if they would have done that 10 years ago when they first.
Oh yeah.
Like if he would, like if he would have like if he would have like bought WCW and like kayfabed it and like just kept it going and then kind of like blended it together like casually. But
I agree.
But like Vince, he wanted everybody to know that he just bought his competition. That he's a King Don Dada motherfucker. You know,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So he couldn't help it.
Yeah, I agree, and it's fucked up because like what he did is like he took on this whole an entire other company who had its roster, and he signed most of the roster, and
Mark.
The guys they didn't sign, he still paid, right? The guys got paid to stay home, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then he squashed the other company, and then he split his own roster into two companies where it was like Raw and SmackDown. But it was the same shit. Like, so in the end, I don't know if he like regretted that and then said, hey, maybe we should do two brands, or if he was just like, it's only happening on my terms and fuck a WCW and I'll just do brand on myself. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I remember when he fired Jeff Jarrett on air. when he bought WCW, dude, he fired. He spelled his name out and everything. He fired. That was real. I was like, I'm sitting right here. It's like my brother watching this shit. Yeah, this really happened. It's like, yep.
Hey, Jay and Eric, man, I got to dip off here, man. But I just wanted to call and say what's up, man. Let y'all know I was listening to the show.
It's great to have you, bro. Completely unexpected. We're going to get you for a long one soon, bro.
Yeah, hit me up on the Facebook gimmick, man. We'll set up a date or whatever, all right?
Will do. Will do.
Cool, brother. Tell Nina I said hello, and y'all have a good night.
Yeah. Nina said hello. Larry's in the chat room. He said hello.
Larry Legend. Yeah.
And
all the fans out there, you hit me up on Facebook under Drake Golden Boy Younger. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good one, y'all.
Stop in anytime, homie. Peace.
All
right. That was an unexpected call by Drake Younger. And by all means, very, very welcome.
That's fucking weird as shit because I was sending like, everybody in the Facebook fucking chat, like my Facebook chat, the fucking link to the show.
Yeah.
Just like that, like I always do. And I fucking
man, that's good. That's good. It's a ball of energy, ain't it?
Drake's awesome, man. He's like family to me. That dude is, he's phenomenal. Like, he really is. Like,
no, I watched a couple of his matches, you. Fucking dude's a monster. I watched a couple of his matches on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, the dude is off the hook, man. He's just...
His fucking last match in the dub, his last match, the fucking match, the Tangled Web match, live in person was fucking awesome.
Yeah, unbelievable shit. You know, ROH signed TJ Perkins.
Really?
Yeah, they just signed TJP.
Good fucking signing. Good freaking signing.
I believe that's an awesome signing. Did you hear about the fucking, they just had a, I think it actually happened last night, a Hurricane Helms tribute comedy show.
What the fuck?
What
a waste.
He got into a drunken driving, on his own account, I think motorcycle accident, to the tune of like quite a huge medical bills and probably never being able to wrestle again and that type of thing. Well, apparently he doesn't have insurance and just, you know, he's spending far too much of his own money on, you know, hard liquor to pay for his own shit. So Mick Foley has decided that he was going to run a benefit comedy show to take care of this guy. And honestly, I don't understand that. I really don't. There's people who are really in need.
And a guy who was fucking driving drunk, I don't feel like, hey, you know, I'm a big fan of alcohol, but in the same token, I don't think I'm going to support a guy who was driving his shit drunk and got fucked up over it, because, you know, what do you think
waste.
Is going to happen?
Really, him and Matt Hardy, dude. Like, I'm tired of hearing those shit.
Right.
Like, Matt Hardy, what, three strikes he did already? That's it?
What's that?
That's three times he fucking already. And he went to rehab. Forced into rehab.
Yeah. It's some bad shit.
Seriously,
Billy Graham calling my phone. But I'm on the show.
Billy Graham.
Yeah, he was calling my other line on my phone, but I can't answer it because I'm doing a show. So I wish he would just call into the show and then we could talk. But anyway, he was running a hurricane assist. It's called Hurricane Assist. Charity comedy event.
I'm sorry.
And just to throw a couple names out there, you had Mick Foley, you had C.W. Anderson, you had Rick Flair.
What?
And you had Edge. All doing comedy.
I'm sorry.
For the sake of raising money to help Shane Helms.
Yo, didn't his girlfriend do that same shit too? He's still fucking with Velvet Sky, right?
Huh?
He's still fucking with Velvet Sky, right?
Is he? I don't fuck, man. It's what suicides are made of. His whole life is what, you know? It's just, oh, Jesus.
What a waste. I'm sorry, like.
So, I don't
know. At least his brother, fucking Jeff Hardy, like, went to jail for 10 days, and he cleaned up.
10 days ought to straighten him out. I don't know, man.
They're going to fuck the shit out of him. They're going to rape the shit out of that dude. I feel bad for him.
Not in 10 days, ain't.
Yeah, shit.
So anyway, CZW stuff, man. They just went to Germany on some
Damn.
Big shit. They did, I believe it was like 3-day show type shit in Germany.
I guarantee DJ made it every single one of them too.
Oh, he was there.
No.
He what? Main evented? No, no.
Yeah.
Not main evented. No. If other people are booking it, DJ can't control that. If DJ is booking it, he's probably going to main event. But I mean, you had fucking BJW influence, all that shit. Like, you had Team BJW on night one. Just give you the highlights. Team BJW night one, you had Ryuji Ito, Yoshihito, Sasaki. And fucking Yuko Miyamoto versus Axeman, Freddy Stahl, and Kim Ray. These are WXW guys I'm not really familiar with, but the Japanese guys came out on top. One thing that I would really, really like to point out on this show is that Yoshihito Sasaki is going to be at the Cage of Death doubleheader. He is going to be there. And if you guys don't know who the fuck he is, look up that guy, Yoshihito Sasaki.
From everywhere?
No, Miyamoto is a moonsault monster. He's that guy.
Okay,
Yoshihito Sasaki versus, why the fuck am I losing this goddamn name? Jesus Christ, I'm terrible at the show. Oh, the big guy, Tournament of Death, he eats light tubes. What the fuck is wrong with me? Drink too much. Drink far too much.
Kobayashi,
thank you.
Man, Abdullah Kobayashi, dude.
Abdullah Kobayashi.
Monster.
Versus Yoshihito Sasaki in a motherfucking... Yo, this match was crazy. It happened in August of last year. August of this year. Fucking bananas, and they used the Kenzans in the match,
and
they both like
fucking big long things that maybe about an inch, 3 inches long.
Yeah, the little circular things that get pounded into people's heads.
Holy shit! I saw that match, dude.
He fucking first Kobayashi took the Kenzan into his head, got a chair, you know, chair pounded into his head. Sasaki drops to his knees and he's like, give me one too. He's like, fuck that. Like, we're going to be even now. You hit me with the shit. So he like.
But the fucking Abdul, yo, he had that shit like about maybe you can't even see the spikes anymore. That shit was implanted in his fucking head, dude. God, watch that match.
He did that shit in TOD. And that was cool, but I'm saying, like, in Big Japan, he did this match with this guy. And I don't know if you've seen that one, Juan, but, so he did that, right? And then he took the, Sasaki took one back just to be even type shit. Then they went on with that, and there was a pile of them in the ring. He took this fucking, this driver.
What, Sasaki a Cobalt driver?
He took one of those into that shit, and his head hit the fucking mat with the Kenzans, and took two more Kenzans buried in his skull. Like,
dead ass,
in his skull off of a move. Not just getting hit with it, like, hammered in with a chair. Like, off of a move, just pounded into his fucking head. And that match was bananas, man.
Man, that Cobra driver's no joke, dude. Like, I've seen a couple indie people use it, too.
Yeah.
I mean... But the thing is, with the Cobra driver, he does it. He really drops you top, like,
on
top of
your
head.
He puts your head on that motherfucking mat, yeah. But that guy is going to be in motherfucking CZW. I can't wait.
Yo, I want to meet him, dude.
Oh, show
as soon
up,
as soon as I saw him.
Hop in the car, motherfucker.
Yo, as soon as I saw him in Big Japan, like, when he first got there, dude. I was like, I want to meet this motherfucker. This dude's crazy.
Yeah, Adam Cole beat Chuck Taylor. You had Masada beat DJ Hyde in a street fight. Like, fucking surprising. Devin Moore beat Danny Havoc in a drunken scaffold match.
The fuck? What, are they... Yeah, never mind.
You had to take a shot before you threw somebody off of there or something.
How strong is a shot, though? I mean, you got to pretend like you're really drunk, or...
I'm going to go kayfabe on this one and just go, I believe they were pretending.
Oh, fuck that, dude. If you're going to do it, I will go with the gimmick. I'll drink a whole bottle of 151 when we go out there.
Oh, these guys are not that type of people. I don't know who you know.
No,
but,
I'm fucking with you, but
let me tell you, Devin and Danny Havoc are straight-laced guys, and they just know how to work a gimmick. Okay?
Nice. No, I don't drink
you
like
know?
That either.
You're not gonna take their fucking profession away from them. That's for sure. Not those guys. No fucking way, cuz. Fucking bullshit.
Drunken scaffold match.
Yeah, sure is. Then you had the WXW Unified World Championship, where Big Van Walter defeated Sammy Callahan. That was your main event. Night two, you had, Who won what?
Oh, wait, never mind. You're saying the matches. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Big Van Walter won. No, he beat Sammy Callahan to keep his title.
Oh.
Because, yeah, Sammy's not going back to Germany next month. They need to keep defending their title. Then you had CCW, WXW, BJW, Triangle of Ultra Violence, Night 1. And that was round one. They had Barbed Wire Hell. And it was John Ryan versus Yoshihito Sasaki. And John Ryan won. I don't know who the fuck that guy is. You had Jackie Numazawa in a 2 out of 3 Ultra Violent Tables match. He beat Devin Moore. Four Corners of Hell match, Caribbean Spiderweb, Lemon, Salt, Life Tubes, Log Cabin,
Lemon.
Danny Havoc.
Wait, what?
Lemons and Salt, Life Tubes,
ow.
Log Cabin, Caribbean Spiderweb, Don't Give a Shit, Honey Badger match, fucking Danny Havoc won against Kankuro Hoshino.
You know who invented
then,
that match, right?
Yeah.
You know who invented that Caribbean-style match, right?
I only added who?
Puerto Rico, baby. WWC.
Keep throwing yourself up. It's all good.
Yeah.
You don't have a team to represent, so you might as well represent your fucking your heritage. So then you got a scaffold match with Yuko Miyamoto, which, Jesus Christ, leave fucking Ryu Ito at home. Don't bring him to Cage of Death. And bring fucking Miyamoto and bring Kobayashi, because I don't need old-ass motherfucking Ito anymore. He's a fucking legend. Sit home, dude. You don't need the plane rides. Planes are dangerous. Leave that shit alone. Fans bring the weapons. Masada beat DJ Hyde again. Oh, God. This seems matchup. Seems like a really popular matchup. Light tube bundles and thumbtack kick pads,
which I think
are fucking awesome. But Ryuji Ito beat Jimmy Havoc with, I'm sure, like a million really slow motion thumbtack kick pad kicks. Like, this dude.
Why are you talking about John Cena like that, man?
You can't see him, man. I don't even know what you're talking about, but you surely can. And, okay, the last day. Rocky Mountains death match. I don't know what the fuck that is, but Masada won.
They stole my match. I knew it, see?
Huh?
Remember the whole rolling down hill shit?
Rocky Mountains death match. Masada won. Then you got Thumbtack death match. Danny Havoc beat Jackie Numazawa. Light tube hell. Not in a cell, but like outside of a cell, is still hell on this light tubes, and so and now you got to deal with it. And now it's Ryuji Ito beating Yuko Miyamoto, because everyone jobs to Ryuji Ito. You did that, and then let me you had a 16 karat gold qualifying match on that card. El Generico beat Drew Gulak, Adam Cole, and Chuck Taylor. Boy, I miss El Generico in fucking CZW. That dude is unbelievable. He's fucking great. And I really wish he would fucking come in for a cup of coffee. You know what I mean? Just come in, have a match or two, make it happen. Why not? I don't know. The finals of this tournament saw Ryuji Ito defeat
John Cena,
Danny Havoc, and Masada. Oh, Jesus.
Man, old man putting in some work, though.
I'm sure he was fucking lightning fast all night long. You know?
How old is he now? He's up there, ain't he? He's getting up to that age.
He just put in ridiculous amount of fucking work within his time. And it just,
I remember when he had the tag team title with him and Sandman at FMW before it went under. That was, holy shit, about 10 years ago?
Well, anyway, tomorrow night, CZ fucking, they have some shit going on. They got, hey man, finally we get Dave Christ in the fucking ring. Dave Christ is a fucking animal. This guy should have debuted a long time ago. For them not putting him in there until now, that's some bullshit. But now Dave Christ is finally debuting, and he's facing Dustin Reyes, who put out an impressive performance last month against fucking Jake Christ, his brother. And I personally would call that match of the night. And Dave is no slouch, and I think he's going to really impress the CZW crowd quite a bit. He better, and because I know he's well capable of that. And if you guys like Jake, pay attention to Dave. He's a beast, and I believe these two guys should be linking up for a tag team title shot very, very soon. Wouldn't be a bad fucking Cage of Death match, hint, type thing. And you know what I mean? So that's a match there.
they're progressing the Blackout versus Runaways feud with making them two separate matches, which is always a great idea. you got Ruckus versus Ryan Slater in one match, and then you got Alex Colon versus Joe Gacy in another match. So I'm sure everyone will pop for those, and they'll be fucking matches of the year. Next up, we have Azrael and Bandido Jr., who were the number one contenders like 2 months ago. And they're going to face the set instead of the tag team champions because that's what number one contenders do. And that should be a good match. I like both of those teams. And, hey, man, definitely. I don't see a problem with it other than what I originally said. But then you got DJ Hyde and Adam Cole versus...
Fuck, man.
Sami Callihan and Greg Excellent.
Wow.
If Sami Callihan and Greg Excellent win, the junior heavyweight title will be on the line between Adam Cole and Sami Callihan in Night of Infamy. And Greg Excellent
Sami Callihan's a beast, dude.
Yeah, man.
I watched a lot of his matches, like... Wow.
He's fucking intense. For real. Greg Excellent would go one-on-one with DJ at Cage of Death. If DJ Hyde and Adam Cole win, Greg Excellent will be fired. And Sami Callihan will not be able to challenge for any title as long as Adam Cole is champion.
Shit, my phone's dying. All right, you guys.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Juan.
You have no problem. Anytime.
Yeah, man.
Eric, I hope you tripped down the steps, like I said. Fucking traitor.
Oh, so mean.
Yep, I know. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, homie.
Bye-bye.
So, all right. that was one. And Eric has his
and
biggest
fan. And that was Jake Younger earlier.
Oh yeah. I mean, dude, it's awesome. We're quite popular over here. I can't even understand it, dude. I barely like myself talking, let alone other people liking me talking. It's tremendous. I'm really surprised I'm very happy about it. But anyway, listen. Those stipulations says this to me because, like, oh fuck. So. First off, Sami Callihan belongs world champion. Like, there is no fucking way where I'm just going to sit there with anybody else, and just go, yep, I can't wait till he wins that junior world heavyweight championship. No, fuck you. Fuck you. First off, like, there should have been someone else put in the junior heavyweight title
belt
when fucking... Adam Cole took all that time off. And he didn't take time off. He had better bookings. Like, point blank. Like, I'm not a kayfabe show. Fuck that shit. He had better bookings. Like, I don't blame him for one fucking second. I blame CZW for not booking someone in his spot. They treated that title like it didn't exist for a fucking batch of months. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, I just, he's back now in the open challenge. Greg Excellent, look at that guy. Who the fuck do you think you're even talking to at this point? I don't get it. Like, I don't understand who the fuck you think you're talking to and what goes on here. So this is where I'm just like, fuck that. Like, I'm not down with all that. And I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're going. And now we're going to push Sammy, and like, he's going to chase the junior title. He's clearly the most over person in the company. And Devin Moore is just a fucking, he just walks out there and does what he does, and then he goes home. And, you know, he's a guy who fucking has busted his ass on many, many occasions, and there's no question that he can go in the ring. But charisma-wise, like, fucking dude, there's no way he puts out presence as a flagship guy. There's no way he does. And, like, I don't have a problem telling anybody, including Devin, that shit, because it's not disrespect on you know, towards him. It's just, it's reality on, like, what his attitude is on
on the business, on, you know, whatever it is. Like, he goes out there and he performs in the ring, and I don't think he does any fucking thing wrong by it or anything like that. The lack of charisma, the lack of presence, the lack of making yourself larger than life, because that's what you should be as a world champion. I mean, correct me if I'm fucking wrong. Maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe I don't know shit about wrestling. Maybe I don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. But honestly, he doesn't put any fucking presence out there as, hey, yo, this is why I'm the best. This is what the fuck CZW is all about. This dude is a face. And he, last month, he fucking beelined to the ring. Not like he was mad, like just like he was indifferent. And fucking just climbed into the ring. And then fucking, yeah. And then the match went off, like the fucking end of the match. There was a lot of botching, but the end of the match was just like everybody dying. The champ, the you know.
The show was horrible.
But they all just like, they were like lawn darts for the fucking finish of that match. They just jumped up in the air and landed on their fucking heads. And then let's go for a razor's edge to a Rana, and we'll just halfway through we'll just go, forget it, we hate life, and then we'll just nosedive towards the ring like shit, dude. Like, you just, as a fan, you're like, oh fuck, please don't get hurt, fuck. I like both of these guys, like, what the fuck is going on? And then it's just fucking, I don't know, man. I hate to keep criticizing people that I really, really respect, but I criticize things because it's the truth, not because, like, you know, I take joy in just saying shit about people. Like, that's not me. I mean, I just kind of get real, and that's just kind of what it is. It's really not, you know. So that's that. Well, you got also, apparently, Jake Crist will be taking on the Latin Dragon and giving him a title shot at this CZW Wired TV title. So that's what that is. You have a deathmatch trial, swinging for the fences deathmatch. And that means a lot of shit will be swung at people's heads. And I like that to happen. And you have my boy, the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, taking on the returning ultra-violent Terminator brain damage. And we'll see how much rust is on that endoskeleton, because I got a bad feeling on this one. But Matt, good luck out there, homie. And you do us proud, man. You're the guy. So yeah, man. Then you got, well, originally it was going to be AR Fox versus Jonathan Gresham, but apparently within his European tour, yeah, European. That's a, it's kind of like, you know, hey, you're over there behind the shed. You're peeing, aren't you? No. But, yeah, European tour. Within his European tour, he got injured. So he's unable to, you know, wrestle AR Fox. And apparently that works out within the CZW management really, really well for AR Fox, because that gives him a number one contendership. And he's wrestling Devin Moore for the world title. And
not being there for mad long.
Well, you know, it's whatever. And
it is whatever.
It sure is. Well, listen, it should be a great match. It really, really should. By all
means,
it should be a great match. And it should give fans every fucking minute, every reason to come out there and support CZW tomorrow night. You know, you got brain damage. Who has seen this fucking guy in the past year? It's like a rare appearance. Like, the Sasquatch is coming out to fight Matt Tremont, and fucking, have you seen the fucking Sasquatch? Well, then maybe you need to show up because he's fighting Matt Tremont tomorrow. The motherfucker ain't been seen. And then, you know, AR Fox, motherfucker just came back from Japan and fucking boom, world title, fucking, cuz, dub champ. Fucking, you know what I mean? You got the whole shit going on there. And you got Sammy Callahan back. You got Adam Cole here. You got, you know, the set, Azrael Bandito. You got Philly's Most Wanted putting out an open challenge. And they put out some shit like, they're calling out every fucking body. They're calling out motherfucking Kingston. They're calling out Ricky Reyes, who's standing next to them half the fucking time when they're calling people out. They're calling out Loki and all this crazy shit. And Homicide, everything, man. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I've seen the promos. I've seen this. We'll see that. I believe we're going to get some good matches out of that stuff. And some of these dream matches may very well come to head, and I look forward to that. I look forward to that. So everybody stay tuned. That's what the fuck CZW is doing. And got a lot of things going on, and we'll check it out, man. Cause
and my dude's wrestling Kingston this weekend for Chikara.
Dude, what?
My boy's wrestling Kingston this weekend for Chikara.
Oh, who's that?
Kobold.
Okay, cool, awesome. I think I'm going to take another break, play a song, get back, chop up some more shit. Do that. Because I'm solid.
Now it's solid.
I'm solid as a rock.
Solid as a rock.
Can't be broken in regardless of whom or what.
That's what this love is.
New on the track. Hold in the Big Apple was riding a lot of mildew. Nothing is for free, my G, they gotta bill you. Still cop the car in the crib, that's how the real do. Condominium on the hill, I got an ill view. You wanna know, how did I do it, I gotta feel you. I would tell you, but if I tell you, I gotta kill you. Did something wrong with the kid, I gotta spank it. It taught me how to do things right, I started changing. Niggas snapping jokes on each other, they was ranking. I was bagging work, a hustler in the making. Used to stash dough in the crib, I'm rearranging. Opened up a couple accounts and started banking. Then I started playing with guns, it got dangerous. Lay you down flat on your face, leave you flaking. Had a lot of snakes around, they was hating. Now my circle tight, that's right, they can't phase it. I'm solid.
Solid.
Solid. I used to live in Flatbush back in my day. The king, why do you think they call it King's Highway? We give school supplies to the kids. Give them inspiration, tell them to do it big. What you think I'm doing this for? My son getting so big, I shop for him at the men's store. That beat dance get me pissed off. They mind shit small. Them crab niggas make my skin crawl. Girl, your man is a facade. When you dance with me, you dancing with the stars. Never depend on your next match, cause you can't count your chickens before they hatch. I've been backstabbed, it is what it is. To me, that's just water under the bridge. Longevity, I'ma live longer. What didn't kill me, made me stronger. I'm solid.
Turn away when the sky went gray. But somehow we managed. We had to stick together. You didn't bat an eye when I made you cry. We knew down the line we would make it better.
Yeah, man. That's that shit right there. You know, Papa's nasty, dude. I can't get enough. This new King of New York mixtape out there is fucking fire. So check that shit out. motherfuckers are comedy fans, check out Patton Oswalt's new My Finest Hour DVD, CD, whatever the case is. Juan's a retard. I like that guy, but Jesus Christ, sometimes he says some shit. And then another comedy joint, Anthony Jeselnik's Shakespeare. That fucking guy is funny as shit, too. Check his ass out. So, you, Derek? Oh, Jesus.
You there?
There you are. There you are. What's up, man?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
I got nothing else to talk about. I have nothing.
You got nothing. That's crazy. All right, man. I guess we can wrap it up. All right. Yeah, man. Eric's got nothing. So we're going to have to... he's like, fuck it. No. This is fucking...
You got anything?
Not really. I mean, you know, we got, you know, jargon, but it's not really, you know what I mean? Anyway, we might as well wrap it up. I'll play a long-ass intro for those who want to stick in, do that. Juan loves you. It's all come around now. He told you to eat a dick 12 times. I just think he needs some head. I don't know. You guys got to work that on the side because this isn't that type of show. Check out our boys over there at the Wrestling Soup. Check out, I don't know what else to check out. Definitely check out CCW tomorrow night if you can. Look, he's cuddling with you on a little emoticon, so I don't even know how he does that. But anyway, he's a silly guy. Yeah, man, check everything the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. Like, one, two, with the emoticons, like, seriously, like, you know? I'm just trying to, you know, do it again. You ain't got nothing, huh? I guess we definitely have to wrap it up. Check us out next Thursday.
What about John Gray's joint? What about John Gray?
I don't know if he's done anything recently. He's a good guy and all, but like I don't really know what to promote. So
What about the guy that did Ian Rotten's thing? Is he still doing shit or
Jerry
what?
Wiseman, another guy. Great guy. I don't really think he's doing much right now. He's actually doing more like blogs. More like things, like, you know, talking about, just sharing news and that type of thing. But not really podcasts, but he's doing, like, blogs. So I said, yeah, check out that dude. But, like, you know, he's just writing things up, typing them up. So, we're going to check you out after Eric's done coughing. We're going to check you out next week, 9:00 Eastern time. I mean, who'd have thought? We had Drake Younger this week, completely unexpected, even to myself and all of that. So you never, never know what's going on in Yakuza Kick Radio. And the only way to know is to check it out, to find out
live.
What goes on week in, week out. Live, you can call in. On the download, you can only expect the unexpected. You can only, and that's such a cliche piece of shit. You never know what's going to happen. It is what it is. I'm kind of fucking loose cannon type guy. And Juan's saying T-Rex versus RoboCop. Don't know what that means, but we'll check you motherfuckers out next week. For Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Morris. Hey, guys, go fuck yourself.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to the golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road.
Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow, the cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza
kid! Would you go to the back and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town? That's Yakuza Kick Radio! And we're taking over!
And we're taking over! And we're